Proclamation number 5463 of 17th of August, 1952. The will determines one's thoughts. Responsibility. Thoughts are born out of the human being's will, for according to one's will, the spiritual forces in the beyond can work and direct their thought currents towards the human being. Thoughts are always expressions of those forces which are accepted where the human being's will corresponds to the one of the spiritual transmitter. Hence the spiritual forces intervene in organic activity as soon as the human being himself forms thoughts. And the content of these thoughts is the spiritual material which the spiritual forces possess. And thus the human being's thinking is stimulated by these spiritual forces, as it were, only they cannot have a compulsory effect on the human being's thinking but, instead, the spiritual forces become active according to the good or evil will, so that it is therefore up to the human being himself which spiritual knowledge he mentally accepts, whether it touches him from the kingdom of light or from the kingdom of darkness, whether it is truth or error, for through his direction of will he himself also determines the beings who impart their thought, hyphen material to him. The will determines one's thinking. So the human being is responsible for one's own thinking. And therefore there is only one way to be relieved of one's responsibility, that the human being trustingly hands himself over to God and the beings of the light world so that his wanting and thinking will be directed correctly. Thus the human being need not fear misleading thoughts, he then will be guided and led into a right thinking. Light beings will then take over responsibility, and they will truly exert the influence only on the human being that promotes good and right thoughts. He needs not fear anything if he commends himself to the Heavenly Father before every decision, before every activity and thought that requires right thinking, if he appeals to all good beings for protection and help. His thinking will then be right, for the beings of darkness will thus not find access, they then will not be able to cause confusion in whatever area. A good will turned towards God protects the human being from erroneous thinking. You humans, however, still have hours when your thoughts, i.e., your will, is again turned towards the world and this is used by God's adversary to invalidate what good beings have imparted in you. Doubts then set in, and the opposing forces then take immediate effect. A worldly desire can hand you over to these opposing forces, for the bond with God, with the light world, that is loosened by every thought that is still directed towards the world, by every desire that does not have spiritual aims. For this reason every person should observe himself to what extent he is still earthly minded. In decisive questions, he should loosen every earthly bond as much as possible, he should without reserve devote himself to the spiritual light world, and he will then be certain to be cared for by it always. He will speak and think as is right before God and also feel the inner firmness as soon as he represents the thought material which was imparted to him in this union. Amen.